Okay.
Это самое.
Yeah, first time I'm reporting. Feeling a bit nervous. There was some computer problem in previous session, and then talking for the first time here. Anyway, yesterday when I went to sleep, then I didn't sleep first, and then I became sad, and then I cried. And I was a bit surprised because usually I don't cry on retreats. And well, it didn't last very long, so then I slept. And in the morning I woke up, and then I remembered what had happened. And then I noticed that I got sad again, and then I cried. Then I was sitting in the room, and then I kind of noticed that the thing happened kind of again and again. And at some point I kind of remembered in the interview there was this, like, somebody said about fear, and then Sayadaw said that there's kind of the thought, and then there's the fear coming up, and then I kind of noticed that there is this kind of same thought that comes to my mind, and then it triggers the sadness, and then the sadness kind of triggers the crying.
Yeah.
And anyway, it was kind of easy to be in the room alone, and then this was just happening there. And then it was breakfast time, and I had lied down for 10 minutes and went for breakfast, and was kind of feeling that I didn't want to cry there, kind of because of the social situation. And then I could observe, like, how the mind was repressing the thought, so that it was kind of lurking there, but then it was sort of interesting to see the process, because I haven't observed similarly kind of sadness and this kind of thing. I have some ideas kind of about what kind of thoughts, and maybe some past things there may lie behind. I think there's something I want to still do about it, kind of, but not in this setting.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, sort of, I don't think I have anything really to ask about it, but I wanted to kind of say it aloud, report it, and maybe see if there's any feedback.
Tu maninya ekhan ni ro tu phle bi ai ma pyo kin tu wona re sai win na re pyo ngo re a chai lo ma ngo pyo ai pyo wa re ma net no ro le tia thai no ai wona re sai pyan paw la re ngo pyan aw pyo ba twi le so sik ka da ho thak ka thak ka phit chin ni re ai ma tu mmat mi re le shin phya ho tia ko pyo re chao tet sik phit a shi ma twi shi le so to chi like to hope par di atwe be di atwe win la bi so yin won na re so yin ngo bi a di atwe ne won na a ra na a ri ha be tu chi ni de re chi bro ho ayun zun yao to tu ayun zun twa sa ro re di sait chi ya lou chin ni la tu twe ya da me lu ja ra ma ma ngo chin no tu di sait chi o tu chi chi tha ya tu a naw tha ma tu lucky ne a naw tha ma tu ta pong pong ne thwet chin ni de a na tu chi tha re tu ti like de re di ya tu a tei a che ni ta khu ko sait ka ตัวคู่กูเพี้ยนน่ะอะแล้ว तू เปลี่ยนเสียชื่อดาเปลี่ยนมั้ยบ่ damage อะกูเฉยนี่ไม่เข้าอูบ่เนาะ damage तू อะเนเน่ तू เยโหยิตาวินตะคามา तू ไม่งงบูเร่ तू อ่ะ तू เนเน่ทุซะเนี่ยนะเพราะเอ่อ तू เม้งก้นเหย่ลูเราไม่ရှိပါဘူးเร่โหဒီတိုင်းတင်ပြခြင်းလို့ဘောเนาะအရှင်ဖျားပြောเสียရှိလဲ तू နားထောင်ခြင
်းစိတ်ဆိုတော့အမြဲတတ်မှတ်ထားလို့မရဘူးကိုယ့်အကိုဘယ်လိုဖြစ်နိုင်လဲဘာပဲဖြစ်ဖြစ်ဖြစ်နိုင်မှာเนาะ
ไ
อ้ผิดไหลผิดอะไรเอาไว้สึกเหมือนกันหมดเลย
เนี่ย
ดิโปรเซสเอาไว้สึกเหมือนกันหมดเน
ี่ย this the mind is kind of like he says we can never know what to expect from the mind and when it happens he says the most we can do is be interested in what it's presenting
guessing มาเลยสุดแล้วก่อนเนาะงูเราเว้ยเตียวโหตะคั้นอย่างนี้ตัวนุ่มเหมี่ยวอ่ะสึกก็ดูแบบเปี่ยวอ่ะ
even the most hard
hard-hearted of us, his skin become like
quite tender.
He says even the most hard-hearted of us can become quite tender, especially on retreat, because you know we're kind of open and receive, receptive, and so on. And and it's very clear that for the mind, it's just a process. Like maybe you know the something triggers the mind, and it could be just a memory or something they see or hear, you know, and it just gets triggered. The process starts. He says so often the mind is just sort of like it's holding itself up against everything that it's you know that it doesn't want to experience. And he said there was this yogi that came once, Vietnamese came, well, with a group of Vietnamese, and when he gave the instructions and he said to relax, he says the yogi reported later that when he was told to relax, he said, when he began to relax, he said fear came up. And he saw that all his life he had fear, but he was kind of holding out against fear. And his external, like, the way he looks, Sierra said, if you even looked at the yogi, he looked like quite an angry person. Yeah, and but he was using his anger to sort of not feel his fear. And he felt it when he tried to relax. So he says, whatever the mind holds, it will come up, and we can just watch. Sierra says, all your old debts will appear, and then you can pay them off. Yeah,
I'm sure they will.
Poor Margaret, isn't it? Sierra says, for all of us who meditate, Sierra says, all this old stuff comes up, our hang-ups, our beliefs and all that come up, and then as we clear them from the mind starts to feel much lighter and clearer. The longer we meditate, the more stuff comes up and gets
cleared.
So until we resolve all of it, and then the mind feels at peace with its own stuff. All the stuff that is our weaknesses that will come up. He said, but it's a good sign. Curing the disease, he said. Healing the disease. Traumas and stuff.
Okay, let's see what comes up next.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have a lifetime of stored stuff.
That's kind of scary.
But there's a lot of stuff that's trivial in the mind, you know. Only the really, like the stuff that goes deep into the mind, that's the stuff that comes up.
All right, thank you.
What you just said caused me to feel sad as well. The mind empathizes, yes. Does it emphasize? Or maybe does that too? And I remembered my own sadness moments for the past days during dinner time. And I anticipated the sadness was because I was fasting and not in the table with others, so I was sort of left out of the situation and or
yes,
by my own choice, of course, but still felt left out. And then yesterday, when we have a talking dinner, so it was sort of more natural to be in the table with your teacup and no sadness whatsoever. Yeah. But basically, for the past days, the awareness has been sort of deepening a bit, being more steady.
Yeah.
Really enjoyable moments of sort of perceiving with many senses at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of flickering feeling. And then this morning I woke up way too early and felt really tired, but couldn't sleep anymore. So I went downstairs and noticed that the sort of physical tiredness, or the tiredness in a pure sense, felt really different when the mind wasn't sort of obsessing with the tiredness, because it was okay to be tired.
Mm.
And it felt like even relaxing, whereas in the normal situation in daily life, when you're not allowed to be tired in that sense,
yeah,
the mind clings right away. Mm. And then when people started to arrive and mind sort of, it became more obsessed about other things, it became tense, the tiredness sort of shifted to the mind.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tu pyo re chaung ja ro re tu do ho ne ne ko jin sa re da ba so tu lun ge re 3 yak ga re tu ga upo saung ne a ro upo saung na tu ga ho sa ni re lu ne atu ru ma thai u ba so tu sa
chin
na ba ho wa phit ma so lo a ro tu ga tat tat thai bi ro tu tu phyo yi taot de re a ro one day re re sait the ma ba so tu be yak ne de lo khan sa lo na ma ni ya cha ro upo set saung ne no da ma lu ri ya saka pyo ni ro tu lophei khwet le ne lu ri ne thai bi ro saka pyo lo ya re a lo be thwet ne lo ma khan sa ro re tu a twi de re a a da cha ro mo win ne ro u re di ya pai ma ti ti ya a kaung la bi re ti ti ya ho sait ka ne ne su si mu ya la re a se la re a shin ya la re a di ne ma na so yin ne tu a so yin no re re ho nana pe ma ne da ma asoi no re ai lo mi ya ro a lo out sin wa re re out sin wa tu tri tha mi re re ka kha rai lo pe ma mu ma tu re di chei ma sik ka a tho mu jaw ba la tu wa pyo re ho di pe ma lo ya re so re sik shi ro re ko sik ka ma pe ma o khana ko ba pe ma ne a la a yan ti da re re
pe ba lo yin
di di lo ao ao ko sin wa re tu khana ko wa pin man ne le no tu asoi no ne lo da ma tu sait ka ma pin man u re ma tu u re ho pon man pin man na ne long wa ma tu u re tu khana ko ba tat tat pin man na sait ka ma pin man u so a ti da ne le re a yan thu sa ne tu tu khwe ja lo ya
re bo no
khwe ja lo ya
pi ma pin na ne sait ma pin na ko ko pin
ja ti tat ji pi ro re tu ho di ayun zo ma lu re win la ro re sait ka ayun ne shi yau yau twa ro re ai chi ma sait ka a lo nana mya wa ro re tu twet ya re re aku na pe man na tat tat kho khana ko re ma tat tat lo thin ya re ha aku ta phi phi sait ka ba pe man la re so la tu nyin ne re ma tu
taw ne a yok ne sait ne lu phit da chin tabawa na khu ma tu so la kho kho pe ya ti la taw.
That's good. Sayadaw says, you see clearly the difference between what the mind feels and what's what the mind perceives as happening in the body. And it becomes clear like this because you see the mind for what it is. Yeah, you can see that the mind is also something that you know as an object. Yeah. Then it becomes easier to know the mind objectively. To know it objectively. At first, we're always a bit entangled, the awareness of the mind and the body. But now you can see the different nature.
Yeah, it feels like these sort of experiences in these kinds of settings when it's possible. So educating.
yeah, dilo myo a chin ni ma a lo myo mi ya ra a yan na ho tin gan sa ya de lo be ho. Yeah.
physical process or mental process.
Yeah, Sierra says initially we talk so much about physical and mental processes, but now you kind of see that they are like that. Yeah, he says when we start to understand the what's theoretical and then we see it in our own experience, he said, then it becomes quite meaningful.
Oh, experientially understanding we call it.
Yeah, then we call it experiential understanding.
Okay, good.
Mindfulness and awareness. It's not always present, this mind.
Yes. No.
But when I have someone here speaking about sadness, it was right into the experience I had when I came here. Suddenly a bit anxious, maybe, or feeling some contractions, and just go into maybe some sadness. So when it was actually mentioned here, I became aware. Everything has turned up, been contracting in the body.
Yeah.
And as soon as I was, it was possible to relax it. It sort of shifted. It changed. It's not at all that strong, hardly, really much. And so it was mentioned to get up very early. So did I. Feelings after waves. I believe that is what this body is telling me. Oh no, it's a construction. But there have been very much energy rising from yesterday, from speaking. I sort of kept quite calm until dinner. And off it went. And I actually think it's the way it is, at least it was, but it often is in my life, but I come very much aware of it here, and how strong it is. And how long time it takes to relax. And just of joy and chattering. And then, more generally, for some more days, I'm noticing craving. And a lot of aversion. I might get back to that, but just walking out, and I'm walking and walking, and then, a flower. Oh, haven't seen a flower, just, okay. No, give up, no craving, just walking. Then there's another little thing. I want it catch the eye and sort of go around, and there's a lot of temptations for looking and doing something else than I'm actually doing. And then at the table in the morning, I saw I was eating mindfully, more or less, and I saw some milk up there, and it had another color. And should that actually be cow milk? Okay, give up. This is just craving, and I would eat. And don't go into it. And again, and again. And when I had stopped eating, I went up and saw it was not cow milk. So, and it's there all the time, and there's aversion. I think I've become aware of, I've experienced before, but I'm aware that I don't know if it's craving or aversion. I don't get what I would like to get, and I feel rejected, not accepted. And I see the mind, it's going out. And it this is annoying, and she shouldn't do that, and now it's this. And it's really, it's creating so many stories. Actually, when I've here, I have seen it very quite quickly. Lady Hilton, just see the mind going around, trying to place some not wanted feelings outside and someone else or someone or the situation. And then someone sends me a smile, touches me, or something other pleasant come up. And it was not important at all. It's just what happened, all these things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
To who when they jump your rore to go to the DR to Sabra Sakanlaro, Lure Dimate Matu to a taste rock to sit him a wonder.
Oh,
damn it, I wonder at you to a shimpy other way. Tink hand harare to Achima Minere, a good mean light on my yaw are it. Number a whole hotiaka to Sozo no rest or to let Sozo no nil at dinner. To let Sozo no nil at it through a change in tea nil, Sozo no reluri. Apera to Pure to Ditalo Atomra to the Loba Sate Mia Lare, Dota Sikore. The Loba Sika, so a whole Tenegon Loner Abono, Lunch out to Amazo in Sika who Yauchin and the Yauchin and Dalichi and Huali Lare, so a Sika a loaded loaner at it. The man. Dosa sika po bro who are pitted at two. Go say tema, Kanzamushide. Go de sika to the cool logina to Mialo to say de sika rejected pitted Lukanzain to a ballo less or de sika machina lo to a pin bango, like sha brought to a pish shara, but so to de too much in a mum mayarao to the mu to me net to a pit tangent, let's say net, like china to it. De sika alone, I'm yai bear to me in the other. Then we choose another hot dilo. The other got two last gap yome, a team of humor, two la tea lighted, two no set as we ne. You dear Gipia with it. I'm gonna hurry long, I am a chiro. How to pin it out as a cat.
Lugina Yanni, oh,
dear, I love you, sick.
Lugina Miani, oh,
it's good to see all this, Yadosis, seeing how. When the mind is just doing its own work. Just the nature of the mind, not you, not a person or a personality. Just greed doesn't get what it wants. There's aversion, greed gets what it wants, aversion goes away for a while, and it's just a process. Just conditioning. Anatta. Cause and effect.
Yes, good to see.
Good.
I processed it. Let me have nearly gone.
The more you see these processes, the better. Yeah, in meditation, we are trying to see these processes. We are trying to recognize that these processes are happening. It's only when the awareness is good that these processes are seen. You know, so it's a good sign. The awareness is working. You see things as it is, the process. Yeah. It's good, right view.
Okay.
I usually say, when I come up for a retreat, actually, always for the first one, I was a better person when I came than when I left.
ตัวมาเนี่ยตัวอเมียเปล่าเลยสักขันใจเนี่ยยินเนาะคุณคันซูมีเปล่าดูแล้วเลยตัวเปล่าเลยตัวตัวเตรียมอาถมมาอาถมเห็นว่าตัวเอาเราดอดาไม่จิ้วลงเปล่าเลยตัวเปล่าเลยตัวสักขาวเนี่ยเปล่าเลยตัวมาลาเกนว่าตัวรู้กาวบ่ผิดเด้อเด้อกูตั่วลาดูเอามากาวหนองเด้อว่าซะเสยอ่ะเป็ดติเมียนล่ะลูกซะเนี่ยมามากาวน่ะว่ะเสียรู้สึก
Actually,
the mind doesn't change that much. But you know what happens, Sierra says, is that before coming for retreat, the mind thinks it's good, but it doesn't know whether it's good or not. Yes, now the mind just sees what is happening as it is.
So that's
the difference between seeing reality and thinking of reality.
Oh,
yeah, he says, So before the retreat, there's some delusion, and after the retreat, there's reality. There's recognition of reality.
That's a delusion.
But that's true too. He said yes. That's okay.
Yeah.
But it's always better to know than to not know. Yeah. အတူတခုလဲဟိုပြောသေးတယ် तू အယုံဆုံးစားနေတော့လေ तू ကစိုင်းနဲ့ तू ကဟိုအဖြူရအောင်အရင်တခုတွေ့တော့သူတို့ကအမြဲလေဟိုနွားနုံမပေးဘူးဖြာသူတို့ကလေဟိုပဲနိုးရောအော်နိုးရောဘာနိုးရောအဲ့လို तू ကအဖြူရအောင်တခုတွေ့တော့လေ तू စိတ်ထဲမှာအဲ့နွားနုံလားမသိဘူးလေလောဘဖြစ်တဲ့
နွားနုံတောက်
ချင်တယ်အဲဒါမဲ့ तू ကပြီးအောင်စားတယ်တတိထားတော့ပြီးအောင်စားပြီးတော့မှ तू ကချိလိုက်တော့နွားနုံမဟုတ်
Okay.
I don't have any question. I'll just report. Last night was the first night on the street that I actually slept well. Mm. Night number 8.
Night number 8.
Yeah.
New? Yeah, he's wondering why.
Well, yeah. There's a story involved.
Story she had.
Yes,
he said yes, he thought so.
Yeah, so...
Never mind.
Yeah, yesterday we were able to talk. And I realized that was something that I was missing for all of last week.
Mm.
Like this human contact.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So there was... now that the body and mind are more comfortable and relaxed,
mm-hmm.
there's this contrast to see that actually there was more fear last week and being on guard and all this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was changed by the human contact and like the being understood and...
Mm.
And
Maniya Zagari Bari Pyolu Yaroma Tu Ti Lai Tere Ay Patava Deva Ma Zagari Te Chachinlu Lu Zagama Pyolu Sika နာမည်မူရီဘာရီမရှိတယ်လို့ခံစားပြီးတော့ကြောက်တဲ့စိတ်နည်းနည်းဖြစ်နေတယ်တဲ့မနေ့ကစကားရီဘာရီပြောတော့ဟိုနားလည်မှုရှိတဲ့စိတ်ပြန်ဝင်လာတော့နည်းနည်းစိတ်ချတတ်တယ
် Yeah, so the kind of aversion that I have today is different from last week.
Yes.
Because now that there's more of this extroverted quality, has to do more about with the other yogis and not my own insecurities. Like I've been really bothered by
dine phit da do da she pak ka do da ne ma tu re she pak ka ko ma blo khom ne insecure phit ne lo do da paw ma chai de sei dine che aku cha lo yogi a tin ti o ma chin na de sei ka phin o a phin u do
yeah
he says let it happen so maybe whatever happens
go lo a ti bu
It's an exaggeration. It's an exaggeration to say really bothered, but I've been consistently bothered by other yogis breaking silence all the time because it never happens here normally.
Here normally.
On any retreats, and it's the most experienced yogis who seem to be doing it the most.
Yeah.
And this drives the mind crazy, like because it feels unfair, and there's attachment to the silence, and kind of like I like the way it feels.
Yeah.
And this is all like a practice all the time.
Yes.
But it is a pretty consistent feeling, so I thought I'd bring it up here. at the risk that the people who will hear this are also the people who are doing the talking.
Yes, yes.
So it's a bit sneaky to say it this way, but
yes.
That's my report.
Yeah. To up your to a young daughter Peter Lu Piora Nene Pobare, damn it to mamma who အချိန်မှမှတော့ဒီစိတ်ကတက်တက်လာတယ်ဘာဆိုတော့ဗာမြင်လဲဆိုရင်ねဟိုအာထုဖူအာအများဆုံးထုတ်ဖူးတဲ့ယောဂီတွေကစကားအများဆုံးပြောပြတာပေါ့နော်သူတို့ကအဲ silence ကိုဖျက်ဖျက်တာသူတို့ပဲအဖြစ်ဆုံးねဆိုတော့စိတ်ကခဏခဏဒီစိတ်ဖြစ်တယ်ဘာဆိုတော့ तू ဒီမှာစခန်းလာဝင်ဘယ်တော့မှဒီလို silence ကိုဖျက်တဲ့ဟာမကြုံဘူးပေါ့နော်ဒီမှာဆိုရင်အထားရကြားထဲမှာအဲ့လိုမျိုးအတန်ထိုးထိုးလေးတွေနဲ့ပြောနေတာတွေပါခဏခဏမျိုး तू ကနည်းနည်းဟုတ်တယ်လေ silence ကိုနည်းနည်းဆွဲနေတယ်ရှိတယ် तू ကြိုက်တယ်အဲ့ဒီအနေထားကိုကြိုက်တာရှိတယ်တဲ့
သိတယ
်နောက်တော့ဒါပေမဲ့ तू ဒီဟာကိုခဏခဏမြင်တော့ तू တင်ပြမလို့တဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့ तू သိတယ်တဲ့ဒီမှာအနေရရှိရ तू ပြော तू प्योर और डीनू ने डिमाशीन
इतना मुझे ये चीज़ है वो कुछ लोग आ कुछ सिखा फिर आ रहा मैं कुछ शुआ कुछ ताऊ मैं
चलना
है कुछ तो क्या तनाव हो
सियारा सेज इट्स नॉट अ प्रॉब्लम एट ऑल फॉर यू यू नो दैट इट कम्स अप ही सेज आवर जॉब एज योगीज इज टू सी व्हाट कम्स अप इन आवर माइंड and to watch what comes up in our mind, understand why it's coming up, understand what's coming up, and find, yeah, you know, learn about it. That's fine. Now you see that there's attachment to the silence. You like that feeling, he says. And, you know, there's clearly, you know, there's a... It clearly shows you that when the mind has a reaction, it means it's attached to something else, right? This is he used to, you know, try to introduce a little bit of talking at the end of the retreats. Well, he's gone through several iterations. He tried to tell people that, you know, to be mindful when talking, and went through a phase when, well, people didn't know when to stop or not in some places, and then decided, okay, maybe just at the end of the retreat to allow them to talk. But Sierra says it, and he does. He's not doing that now, you know. But but like yesterday, for example, you know, the yogis were reminded to remain mindful even when the speaking begins for like half a day, and to practice throughout that, because there's still things we can learn. Yeah, when yogis are new to the practice and all, it's helpful not to be talking too much. Yeah, but Sierra says meditation isn't like, it's not dependent on talking or not talking, you know. We cannot always be not talking or always talking, you know. We just have to be mindful through it all.
Talking meditation is
key. Yeah, he coined the term talking meditation.
It just feels like there's two sets of rules for different people, because like if it's said that you're supposed to be in silence, and then the unexperienced or the Finnish yogis follow that very strictly.
Yes.
And then the other people don't. Right. Then it just feels weird to be in this on the same retreat, because even if you deal with all that reaction. I don't know anything about yesterday, but
In general,
corridor conversations.
Yes, yes. Tura pyotare, ain nema zaga ma pyobu pyotare. Ain terema zaga ma pyobu pyotare. Dame ho a pyozo luria di atho pura staff ka kisa ma shi u. Staff ka ro turo alou lou o sia shi lo. Upama yogi ni tabi ro zaga pyore. Era a myaso corridor ri re ma pyo me. Chin chin takha tle nen nen pyo ja de. A ro ho ho Yeah, he says all we can do is watch our own reactions. That's all we can do. We cannot control other people. Yeah.
But you did a good try.
I'm probably the worst culprit. Yeah, he knows, you know, that there are retreats which can be very strict, you know, where... But Sierra's nature is not to control. He understands that everything has its own nature. So.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Yeah, always interesting with this group interviews, because it kind of inspires and reminds me about my own processes, and then it's like, oh, actually, maybe I should share. And I can just say from, I've seen different phases in my practice, of course, during the years I practiced, and I started, the last retreats I had like a main intention, and this retreat, my main intention in the beginning was be natural. And not for me, that means not putting on any retreat costume, sort of, because I still have those small tendencies. It's like
a retreat costume, as in clothes or attitude?
No, clothes, but you know, behavior.
Behavior, like, yeah.
Things.
Okay.
And I'm really, as far as possible, trying to be as natural as possible without, you know, of course, interfering too much with other yogis or so. And what I have seen now the last days is that, for example, this with the phone I was talking about in the last interview. Also yesterday I had to do some things, some emails, and I took the opportunity yesterday when it was more open and talking time. And today I saw again that my mind wanted to open the phone to see if there were some answers, to see the gratifications and see how the process, the results of what I have done, what is the fruit. But I could see a difference from last time. I could really see like, okay, still the same loba. But either the loba was weaker or my mind was stronger, because I could resist it, but in a good way, not like suppressing it, I shall not. Just like, I don't have to. More of a freedom of choice. And this I've seen in a couple of situations the last days, because even though I don't have so much routine in this retreat, before I used to have create myself much more routines. It's this time I shower, this time I do yoga. Now it's kind of more loose, but there are still some. Now I'm sitting in the sofa and it's like, now it's time to do something. But it's like, no. I can choose to sit just here and observe. And I can experience freedom in that. It's not strong loba object, or so I know it's more difficult when it's really strong objects, but still there is some kind of freedom there, and I can see it's good. So coming to yesterday, just about what happened before or yesterday when it was we were supposed to, if we wanted to talk, I could see some anxiety about that, some vulnerability, I felt vulnerable, some preciousness, or like I really had to feel that, or I felt I had to stay close to myself because there was a risk of me losing myself or something.
Can I just stop you there?
Yeah.
ตัวอืมดีดีมาเตียเสยเนี่ยตูน่าท่องรู้ก้าวเนี่ยเลยเพราะฉะนั้นอเมียตัวเวลายตัวไม่เปล่าจริงสุดแล้วเสร็จผิดแต่แม้ตรุจ้าราเนี่ยเสร็จก็โหอินสไปร์ผิดล่ะภิรอะไรพี่ตูตูเล่นเต็มเปียไอ้ก้าวเนี่ยสุดแล้วเสร็จผิดล่ะเลยแหละเออตัวตูเปล่าเลยตูค้างไว้ไหนเนี่ยตูมาอเมียโหยีเอเจ็ดตะคู่รอตูมูมูตีท่าเลยป่ะเนาะอูตีท่าบ่รออีสะค้างไว้เนี่ยดีตะคอกจ้ารอตัวตูตูเนเชอรัลผิดมั้ยลูกตูเสร็จแท้มาซ้องผิด ပြောလို့ရတယ်ပေါ့နော်သူကဘာလဲဆိုတော့အဖြေကိုကြည့်လိုက်ရင်သူလှုပ်လိုက်တာဘလို့အောင်မြင်တယ်ဘလို့တော်တယ်ဆိုတာသူကြည့်တယ်သူမြင်ခြင်းလို့ဆိုတာသူမြင်တော့မလိုအပ်ပါဘူးဆိုတော့စိတ်ဖြစ်တယ်တဲ့ဒါမဲ့သူပြောတယ်ဟိုလိုကြီးဖိချရမှာမဟုတ်ဖက်နဲ့နည်းနည်းစိတ်ကလှုပ်လှမှုရှိတယ်လို့ပဲတဲ့အဲ့ဒါသူနှစ်ခါသုံးခါမြင်တယ်တဲ့ဟိုဒီလောဘတွေကတေးတဲ့လောဘဟုတ်ပါတယ်တဲ Sarah says, with reference to the greed, you know, and feeling a bit of freedom from the greed, and even though, you know, you qualified that, you know, maybe they were small greeds, he says, greed is greed. Mm. Recognizing it is good. Because a small snake is a snake and a big one is a snake, and you know, the small greed still reveals its qualities. Sometimes it's from the small greeds that, you know, recognizing the qualities of the greed when it's small, Sierra says, we learn from it and we can free ourselves. Whereas if it becomes overwhelming, Sierra says, then we struggle. It's hard to learn at that time. Yeah, at that time, there's a lot of like trying to, you know, gain. Mickey Mouse got it. It's Mickey Mouse. Watch. So, you know, so we can be struggling to try and gain some purchase, and it takes longer, you know. So, great opportunity, even if small, if we see its nature and we can learn. And now, so what do many as a half your to Nene say Tama Nene, yeah, Nene Lanere to the Diluma, so I don't to say that for the repeater. Coat him a cook, canny, demand detail, sick out with water to cook to suit her for a luma. So look, he says, put it in this corner, he said, the awareness. And he says, keep watching that corner, yes, all the time.
That's what I'm trying actually in conversation.
Sierra says, easiest thing is to keep the mind's attention on one thing very gently while we do something else. And so the awareness is there and you can still function.
I try to keep it here actually. But and it I mean, it went okay. I mean, and it's not a strong strong anxiety or anything. I just notice it, and of course I could see also the tendencies of the mind while talking, when Loba was speaking, or whatever was happening. Not all the time I was catching it. But one thing that I noticed, like I think most of the yogis have noticed, and also Alexis talked about, was that after you become silent, you can really feel that energy, swirling energy. And it's so strong. And I mean, at least it feels very strong. The awareness of it becomes, it's a super clear object. And my curiosity or question about that is, because I don't feel that out in life as strong. So I'm wondering, is it because we've been more or less silent for a week, that the contrast between that and we are not used to talk, that's why it feels so strong? Or is it that normally the awareness is maybe too low to feel how strong impact talking does to us? So for example, let's say if I would have come from outside yesterday and start talking here with other yogis, would it still have been a strong energy, but my awareness would have been too low to notice it? Or you understand?
Yes, I understand. Yes. Tu a ero mani a pyan bro ngain la o ero tu lout de taim ma so de dai so so dai ma lout da mae tu pyo de tu nya ni ja ro Alexis ka le tadi pe de di ma a haung ni pyan bro ngain wa de a chein ma di sit ya akon lon tet jwa la ma a ra tizia be so bro to the deep be ro de hote de tu ayun wa tin sha ne a ti lo lwe de na tu sin sa de ba chang di chei ma ayun ala yan tin sha le ho kwe pya mu a chi lo la u ma ko ngain tha ra 6 ye pi ro ma ngain no a lo tin sha ra la ma hoin a pye ma so yin ne saka ni dai pyo na tai ma ti da a ai ma da di ne lo ma ti la
na khu lo
we na khu so it's both Okay. Combination.
Okay, yeah, that was my conclusion as well.
Yeah. Yeah, but so a few mother did. Come on, I think my pure you know, but so a few mother did.
Take me that pure.
Yeah, because when you're home and the awareness gets better, you do see how tiring talking is. You start, it just automatically starts adjusting. You don't talk so much anymore. Yeah, you just start to conserve that energy. In his case, he became quite extreme. He didn't speak at all, unless absolutely necessary. Didn't even say good morning, goodbye, and stuff anymore. You know, it just wasn't necessary.
I remember Silas speaking about that before.
Yes.
And his wife didn't really appreciate that too much.
Yeah. But that was extreme, he said. Yeah.
So, I've been practicing for, I think around 3 years now with this question, what does the mind know? As a, fallback question.
Yeah.
And this retreat, when going through the forest, I thought maybe of changing the question, changing the structure of the question. So the sense in a Buddhist sense remains the same, but in the English language and not only English language, Polish as well, changes. So to change it from what does the mind know to what does the heart know. of course, mind and heart is the same in Buddhist terminology, but in Western languages, they are quite divided.
Okay.
And wanted to see what it will bring up, because I was experiencing more dosa than I anticipated.
Yes.
And wondered whether maybe this approach would touch on it more directly.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying to get around this question, because the previous one is quite stuck deeply in the mind.
Okay.
And but it feels a bit different.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you just follow, every time the mind asks, what does the mind know? Then you follow it with what does the heart know?
Well, I hope to follow. Okay. I hope to follow. It's not always that it happens.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tua longere tomne asabro ima mie tu the deep yan shibo tua sikka ba tin de le lo pyan pyan me le de ai a chin a ku sik the ma a myai win ni bi a mye lou ni ja sikka ba tin da mae tu lo english ma sikka na khu kwe de ma la mind and heart Just explaining heart and mind, clarifying it. We've come to an agreement. Yes. And so
So
essentially, Recognizing the process of the citta, you know, whether we recognize the... So in Burmese, when we're talking about it, mind and heart are both also citta. In Burmese, the word comes from Pali, it's se. It's a, like a short form of citta. It's from the same spelling. And so in Burmese, we would say that it's the feeling mind, heart, versus the thinking mind. Mind in English, right? Mm-hmm. Or the more intellectual mind. Mm-hmm. Mind. So, and he said, yeah, it doesn't matter what we call it, whether we call it the thinking mind or the feeling mind, whether we call it the heart or the mind. Eventually, we have to recognize all of these processes at work. The heart and mind are all in this process. It works together, and we need to recognize their contributions, their nature.
Well, it definitely shifted the focus on like this conceptual map of the body. Like, what does the mind know is kind of like
up there,
here,
yes.
And what does the heart
know
is kind of more like here. So
yes.
It's more touching with the physical sensations that occur with the emotions.
Yes, that's good.
So with this dosa that I've been experiencing, yesterday when there was cleaning time before the arrival of the new yogis and like everything had to be cleaned, I've participated in the cleaning of Dhamma hall and I was mopping the floor and the water in the bucket was getting more dirty and dirty while cleaning the floor.
That's right.
And then it occurred to me that it's very but then I noticed that like the Dhamma hall is getting clearer and clearer. And it occurred to me like this dosa coming up is in like excessive amounts is very similar to that process. Like there is something that seems like the mind seems to be getting dirtier and dirtier. Like there's more and more of the dosa, whereas actually it's getting more stable and clearer on the fringes, on the outsides,
yes.
And immediately like the perspective changed, like from seeing from like, I mean, it's not like these processes of dosa disappeared.
No.
It just like it flipped.
Yeah.
It flipped and I could like rest on these on the stability processes of the mind.
Yes, yes. To Mania. Oh, through yogi, then malagi yogi, how many akolong? That ain't no tension in the water. Oh, my third yogi or Chana yogi or tension in the third mind, tension in the water. Tension low in there, to a mop so any that. Yep, the people popo nila. The mind of popo tanga. Echima, to a did other you to thin it, no, to other you did it below, and I had the detami rore. To the munale warrior, who sent him a daughter popo, Nila Nirao,
Qua,
Sika, daughter Pinirello, Tinirale, Tamil to get under the Ritama Divia,
Tinir,
but what she did, Cocklin, yeah, Dee, Erot, what you're a terrema, Chila, and daughter in Yala, the Rubera, Sika Nidia, but Tamil to what? Oh,
two, but we
said to put Chila, and appear to under the Ritama Divia, tell Laresur, to Elo. That's right, Seattle says all the sati, the awareness, the samadhi, the stability, all that is growing because you're constantly aware of an object which is happens to be dosa.
If we
look at just the dosa, it's like looking at the water in the pail, it just seems to get dirtier. But then if we look at the mind as a whole, we notice that the awareness and the stability and the wisdom is growing, and that's like seeing the Dhamma hall becoming cleaner. That's great. Yes.
Thank you.
Gracias, Adopiore. Vales. Shule, Yeah, his teacher. So his teacher used to say, you know. Is this what the Buddha said? That it is the mind that has the defilements, but it is the mind that also cleans and purifies the mind of its defilements. So it's like the mind is water, and water creates mud, but you need water to clean the mud.
Mm.
Yeah.
Change the bucket,
you
know, the dirty bucket.
But
then it got dirty again.
Yeah, to have you learn it. Yes. To be a balloon. Mop gown in yai wet ha le. A me mop gown. Left like that. Long a pain na ma tai. A ta ne ma tai. Si sa chao na pyo. Yes.
Talking.
Yesterday. Yeah, quite a lot of talking yesterday.
Yeah, if you are.
But
necessary or not?
I was actually attending the groups talking, and I was talking myself as well.
Yeah.
But I would say less than I would do in ordinary life,
yeah.
I would say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I was hiding my finger under the table.
Ah, rolling most of the time.
not to keep the other people was trying.
Shadow says, how do you know this secret? Who taught you?
You told it many times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, rubbing the fingers together.
I can notice. Also here, you're still doing it.
Oh, yes, I always do like this.
Yeah. So, I realized that I found one of my problems during the talk, which is I don't know how to leave the conversation. Yeah, I realized that I can clearly feel the moment when I have enough.
Yeah.
But I don't want to make the other person feeling bad about me just standing up and walk away,
yeah.
Right? So I have this dilemma, right? I'm staying there, you know, and if I would be 100% authentic, I would just tell him, I'm not interested anymore. But you know, that's one tendency in the mind, right?
Yes.
And I know that I cannot do that, right? So
how we do?
And I'm just sitting there and feeling quite unpleasant,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, this is
that's true, Sarasas.
You
need wisdom at that time, Sarasas, to know what to do.
Yeah.
So we need this so much in daily life, he said.
Huh?
We need this so much in daily life.
Yeah, that's right. That's
how
right.
How to gracefully exit a conversation.
That's right. And one thing I would like to say, I appreciate very much that opportunity, and I would love if there would be a corner somewhere, or maybe outside, where if people want to talk, would go there. I need to practice this much more. Yeah, it's not enough for me, and I'm leaving Friday, so I will not get the Saturday exchange again. Yeah, so that's my That's my, how to say, wish.
Or Speaker's Corner.
Yeah.
Speaker's Corner, yeah, sounds like it.
So, that's one thing. Regarding the other practice, I felt...
Stop.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yes. You're teaching the whole... ตัวเนี่ยตัวเนี่ยสึกาเปล่าเลยตะบี้ออกมามีแล้วตัวอ่ะนั้นๆหัวลุจินเนี่ยแหละหูตูแพคทิสลงลงยาเนี่ยดาวน์เลเวลนี้ตะคุชื่อเลยหมอยตะเนี่ยเลยหลูดิเปล่าจินเนี่ยหลูไอ้ดาวน์ตัวบรเปล่าจินจ๊ะซันสวยไอ้มาตัวบรตัวแพคทิสลงลงยาแล้วแต่แม้เอลุตูเปล่าตะบี้ออกอะไรนี่ทูซันเนี่ยปั๊บมีล่ะหูไฟเตี่ยวเปล่าตูลาอัธุตะเลยตัวเนี่ยตัวเนี่ยสึกาเปล่าเลยตะบี้ออกมามีแล้วตูอเมียเลยตูคันเนี่ยพั่นไปแล
Yeah, vale, Nilan y ay, ese director ahora va a tener Nilan tú la de.
Yano says, it's okay. There are so many solutions. So many.
So many.
He said, so many. He says, just be patient with every conversation. And when you want to leave, watch your mind. And Sierra says, important thing is not to let the frustration get the better of you. And just keep being aware. The mind will learn. It will find its way. It will find out how to excuse itself. He says the worst thing is the mind that feels bad. That complicates the solution. Not the problem. It totally complicates the solution. There's many ways. Many ways to have a win-win situation. Where
win-win.
When the other person doesn't feel slighted and you can get away.
Yes, if you
watch with
this
Mickey Mouse
watch, that would be very good to have. The
watch will say...
The watch.
Nine, yeah.
Put the time, you know, and then
it
says...
You have
to go last. Nine, you'll come right. Nine, you'll come right. Oh, this is true. Come on, come
on, come on. What? Naichi meso itu zakapyo meso ene ai tan thet ha bo ai tan thet ha bo
yeah bani me phi to lo ya chai de ni na to
you can find many solutions
yeah. If you want to stay you just stay and then it says in 15 minutes later.
I was kind of experimenting with that yesterday trying to do different things which I'm not sure if I've done ever before like just, you know, the others kept talking. I just stand up, took my cup and leave.
Yes. So
I tried that.
It was okay, right?
Yeah, well, I felt kind of strange a little bit.
Yes. It's just the initial. Yes, it's only because you're not used to it. You'll get used to it. Sierra says, we feel weird when we think about the other people, when our attention is outside. If you're just on your own processes, you just carry on. You just carry on.
If it's too much, the other people tell me. As your wife told you that you are not talking enough.
Yeah.
No, I interrupt.
If they feel that something is wrong, they will tell you. Yes.
Okay, thank you. There is one more thing. On the last interview, I think 3 years, 3 days ago.
3 years ago.
I don't know the name of the Chinese woman, and it should not be mentioned anyway.
Yes,
so
yes.
She
no, you're not supposed to mention it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yes.
She talked about tanha or desire.
Yes.
And she just said that she realized that she started to feel it in everything. Every activity.
Oh, she mentioned that it kept coming up.
Yeah.
And?
So I felt kind of inspired by that, mm-hmm. you know, because mm-hmm. I kind of feel that I'm not in direct touch with that desire. I will explain. I have a feeling that whenever it arises, there is that detachment from the desire, or even saying, even name it as a greed is not the right word for me. I feel it's too strong, mm-hmm. and it's kind of makes it to go away,
mm-hmm.
and it actually.
You don't need to name
it. Disturb the observation or the exploration.
So don't name it.
Yeah.
Tu as
so
ne am kamali pyo re le wat tot le tu a pyo re tu loba re tet tet ho atili ya sa bro niya da ka ma loba shi de lo tu pyo ro tu a pyo re a la cha bro tu inspire phit de le pyo lo tu loba re tu chi lo tu ba tari tha myo so tu a tait in touch ma phit pu re လောဘတွေကိုတိပေမဲ့လောဘအမျိုးမျိုးရှိတယ်လေဖေ။ဒါပေမဲ့အင်္ဂလိပ် greed ဆိုတဲ့စကားလုံးကတိတ်ပြင်းထန်တော့တစ်ခါတလေတိလိုက်ဒီသဘောရှိတယ်မှတိတယ်။ဒါပေမဲ့ greed လို့နာမည်တက်လိုက်သူကပျောက်ပျောက်သွားတယ်ဘာလို့ဆိုအဆင်မပြေဘူ
း။မတက်နဲ့ဘော။မတက်ပဲကြည့်ရောကြည့်ရော
။ That was a stop naming it. Stop naming it. Just watch it. No, don't name it.
Name အရေးမကြီးဘူး။တိနေတာ
The name is not important. Knowing its natures. That's all you need.
And I also mentioned on my previous interviews that the best thing which works for me is a normal speed, normal pace,
yeah.
normal walk, not
yeah.
very slow,
mm.
because it makes me kind of dreamy. You
yes,
know?
Yes.
So I think it's 2 days ago now. I went for a walk and I kind of I had kind of a plan which road I would like to explore, and so there was an intention.
Yeah.
And I feel kind of shaky, I don't know why.
Shaky na na mate ma cha phit de. O tu be lan shao ma le so tu ma idea shi le da ma na na sit ka intend phit ne.
So we the one.
Yes.
Oh.
That's perhaps because of the public, you know, talking in front of the other people. Sometimes I feel nervous. I don't know why. Oh, anyway, what I try to say is that the awareness was quite good because I didn't aim for any. Particular satipatthana, like not particularly for the body, not particularly just for
feelings
the feelings, but just all of them, just the awareness was moving, you
yeah.
know, and I was walking
mm.
quite fast, I would say,
mm-hmm.
and it makes me feel kind of alive
yeah.
and alert as
mm-hmm.
well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there was very good awareness of the body, yeah. very good awareness of the feeling, if
mm.
it's relaxed or not.
Mm.
And also the desire kind of was fueling me,
yes.
so to speak. And I was quite clearly aware of the present of this desire state of mind.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it seems to me that it's also because I knew where I go. Because of that intention, because if I compare to the other walking meditation near the house, there is no that intention. I just go back and forth,
yes.
back and forth, you know, it's
yes.
kind of blind. Yeah.
Yes.
So that was it, basically. Nothing special happened, but the awareness was pretty continuous,
yeah.
yeah, all the time, maybe half an hour, 40 yeah. minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Awareness and calling.
Good, good. Awareness count is right. I think that the Baba Chaja, the Wara, the Play SMPD, the Dimaso and the local company, you have a machine, the low, who betwa Mary Barry, Utija Machine, or second, and a tetra Chaja machine, who are Charo Betwajiness or a Tingro, Twajin Zilla, she the era let his shadow. Error the Baba Chandra, say let the young let the DLS son, Dimaso and the Cutley Yellow.
อุตุตุผิดเลยบ่กับกับเปียนชอบเอลุမျိုးแต่แม้เอลุตะบาวะจ๋าละตะติกาวไม่ใช่อ่ะอืมอย่าว่ะอะมาคําตอบคําเนี่ยชอบเลยตัวดีคําตอบคําเนี่ยชอบดีกระทะน่ะมาบ่เนี่ยตะติสีเนาะดีกระทะเนี่ย
Sierra says even when we walk back and forth he said because maybe it's raining we can't go out Sierra says remember your goal is just to maintain mindfulness not to go somewhere at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When we remember our intention, like our objective, it mm-hmm. makes it easier. He forgot to tell the yogis this morning the two motivation the two objectives of meditation to cultivate awareness and to understand. He said it came to him and then it disappeared. Okay.
That's it. Thank you.
Stop.
Okay.
Okay. Well, my meditation is always watching the mind
mm-hmm.
and yeah, but watching the mind is, I discovered I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Do you not like the mind, the stories, or do you not like the awareness?
I don't like to watch it. I don't like, yeah, the awareness. I don't want to be aware. I think I discovered really... it is so much dosa involved in watching the mind, whatever it thinks. I mean, just the act of watching the mind makes it quite painful, quite frustrating.
Mm.
And it is really frustrating to watch the mind. It was always frustrating, in fact, for me. It sees very clearly
what...
It sees very well aware what initiates the mind to think and the thoughts and the feeling, and it doesn't like to watch. It doesn't like to watch the poses. It doesn't watch to like the mind. It is a very much of a dosa, and it knows about the dosa. It knows about the aversion against it.
Yeah.
Then you should not watch.
I should.
I'm a lower body sensation.
Go back to the body sensation. Yeah, he says you are watching the process of dosa, but you are having dosa about the process of dosa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then you should not watch that object. So Seattle says, we should never watch an object that increases our dosa. So don't watch this.
Now he says you stay with the objects that make the mind neutral and just aware.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you keep doing that continuously. Mm-hmm. Recognize when the mind is stable, recognize when the mind is mindful, recognize the continuity, the momentum, recognize all these things. And if you see the dosa pop up only at that time, if you see the dosa pop up, then you can go and look at it, but not before.
Yeah,
because not before.
The dosa is there.
Mm. Yeah, but not before.
And also when watching the mind is of course aware of the dosa. It is imminent. Yeah.
Yes.
It's just the dosa itself. It's just nature dosa.
Yes.
I can see, but that is what I also exactly what this Yadav said now. So I was thinking I have to change this, I just see. Just what he said before, that I should watch the mind, the awareness.
Yeah.
The awareness, just very simple, am I aware? That's it. And I also found out, and I made like this, and then it became easy.
Mm.
There was no dosa.
Mm.
Became easy.
Toda omuchi bene seka tinila ba tinila.
Yes.
Yes. And that kind of mindfulness or knowing that the awareness is there, somehow I cannot describe, but the feeling was being in the present moment, and from other experiences. The feeling of being in the present moment gives a happiness of just existing.
This one, there, Lukanzar, Eraswe, say Chandare, or Shinira, Chandam,
look.
Yes, so do that. Don't do anything that makes the mind. Anything, any kind of observation we do and it starts to increase the stress of the mind, we don't observe that for now, unless the mind is strong. We go back to something that doesn't stress the mind, just build the awareness. There is some wrong view or wrong thought when observing that process. Don't do that now.
And even when I'm aware, I also would say, well, something is wrong the way I watch, but then I see the dosa, then the mind says, yeah, but you see the dosa, you see how it is. Yeah? So, and it
knows. The mind doesn't like to see the dosa.
And it knows, and it knows also that the watching mind is dosa.
Yes.
But it cannot say, it cannot go to that, and the watching mind of the watching mind is dosa. You know
that it's continuing,
That would drive me crazy.
Understands.
This is not watching. The watching hole. The dosa and jira, watching hole.
Yeah. At this point, when you experience
pay attention,
that. When you experience that the dosa is watched, that what like the watching mind has dosa in it, and then when you check that, the mind that watches that also has dosa in it, Siaro says at that point, it's not watching mind anymore, it's just dosa.
Just paying attention.
So it's dosa.
Dosa and pay attention.
It's dosa being the watcher rather than a neutral awareness. So wrong awareness already in a sense because dosa is kind of running the show, so don't do
that. And it cannot be eliminated so it must go to something else.
Neutral object, physical object.
I have to go really train myself on physical objects because I'm really always on the mind.
Identify me.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, you.
Okay.
Read. They say that introvert.
What?
No.
So it's a lot of fun and interesting. Very much things happening, and the mind is very interested and curious and plays. And in the talking meditation, it was very interesting. I also did the...
We're
going to be a group here.
He says he just does it out of habit now, you know, but...
Yeah, it started a little bit for me too.
He says we can watch the breath as
well. Yeah, I was watching the breath and now... But when talking, I found this better.
Yeah, he says, you know, at the center sometimes you see him fanning himself.
Yeah.
His attention is in there. Yeah. Sometimes he does that. So that the mind doesn't go 100% outside.
Exactly. Yeah, so I really started. Moha was very prominent.
He said he always found that fascinating from young, you know, this that the mind can split in two. Like part of it can stay inside yourself, paying attention to something. Or, you know, like being able to study while listening to music.
Exactly.
You know, he loves those things,
It's very interesting. And in the talking, moha is very big. It was amazing yesterday. I could see the liking, disliking of the person and making judgments all the time.
Judgments.
Well, sanya, very strongly liking, disliking. This is that person. This is this. This person is judgment. Like this. Judgment. And also judgment of myself. What that person thinks of me right now. And very sure. So I've noticed before, about 1 year ago, I think I thought a lot about moha, that moha is like blurry, you know, like a cloud. But now I realized since half a year or something, I realized moha actually is this very sure.
Also,
very sure.
Another quality.
And it, yeah. I have it a lot. I mean, this personality is very sure of many things.
Moha.
You can ask. So that's
been very sure of its assumptions.
Oh my God.
It's imaginations, its beliefs. Yes. Those are all moha.
Especially in the talking.
Yeah.
So watching the talking mind talking and how the words create and how the body feels at the same time, and also watching the seeing and the hearing, how the voice raises when I talk,
and
wanting, it's so much to study.
Sierra says moha is strong in talking when we when it's not noticed, when we haven't been practicing and we haven't been seeing it. Moha is strong. When we start seeing it, then it can't operate like that.
No, but if you don't have a wholesome mind, you can really use, if you have a lot of lobha, dosa and knowing about it, and you have unwholesome mind, you can really use moha in persuading people and telling
you
stories.
See it in,
you really can make big pictures and movies and make the people believe you and trap.
ကုသိုလ်စိတ်ရဲ့အလုံးအကုသိုလ်စိတ်အလုံးနားလည်နေတခြားလူကိုချက်လဲလို့ရတယ်။ဘာလို့သူတို့မောဟကိုမြင်နေတော့သူတို့လိုချင်တာကိုဆွဲလို့ရတယ်ဖုံးလို့ yeah he said that's right we can manipulate people if we understand that dose.
He lost ဖြစ်နေတဲ့လူတယောက်လေးဆွဲခေါ်လို့လေ
He says if somebody is confused, if they're not sharp,
yes.
you know, kind of like
yes.
blur.
Yes.
He says, yeah, easy to easy. Spin them.
But that's what I've noticed that I'm doing with this mind.
You know,
I am doing it with myself. So when I'm not sharp, the moha is convincing me of so many things, so many stories, so many...
Oh, moha jini.
Moha jini. Jani kini dawa jini.
Yeah, because when moha is strong, Seattle says all the other unwholesome qualities have strength.
Mana is strong, loba is strong,
yeah.
yes.
is strong, anxiety is strong.
Yes.
Everything. They all come.
It's very interesting. Mm. So that was, Sorry. I'm observing a lot. But so I have
mama
another question.
Mama malo yin, di yung moha ga mama malo yin, to tayo mapo wu, to cha jini ta.
Siara says, if we are not acting out, acting, he says, moha is not so obvious. But when we do something with delusion, Siara says, then you'll see all the other defilements come in very quickly because delusion allows that.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
But I was wondering about... body awareness and mind and because you know I practice yoga for 20 years or more and body awareness is very strong and in the yoga process and especially the yin yoga it's you stay for a long time in the positions and you watch the non kind of harmful but unpleasant sensations in the body and stay with and watch it and observe and watch the mind reaction to it and so on. So when I am flying airplane, for many years I had fear of flying. So I started to observe what the fear is. And since about, I think also a few years, since the practice is getting more momentum in daily life, I've noticed, I mean, since some years I'm not so afraid of flying because I don't believe the mind's stories, right?
Yeah.
But the physical reactions to turbulence are very interesting. So we sit maybe with my partner sometimes, and sometimes I see how the thighs, the stomach, it's all shaking, but the mind is calm.
Yeah.
Right? Is that?
Yeah.
But my partner said, no, the mind also reacts. So we had a discussion. I said, but I am calm. Look my thighs. It's like, and sweating coming and a lot of tension, but mind is observing and watching.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, it's the mind is. Mind is split in. Kind of not split in two, but you know, there's two things happening.
Exactly.
There is the normal reaction of the mind happening, but the observing mind is very strong. So it sees the rest of it in action, right? So both are happening.
Mm.
There is a reacting mind, and that's why the body has all the reactions. Some parts of the body may not have a mind component to it. Like,
okay.
You know, some parts may have, like sweating and all, maybe has a mind component. But anyway, the observing of all of it is quite strong. Mm. So that observing stays very neutral.
Yes, but so I wonder, is that a personality trait that I have? Or is it happening to everyone? No, I don't think so. Because it's not happening to him.
It's not personality. You call it just habit of the mind. It's
a habit.
ပါလေအဲ့နဲ့အာယုံနဲ့စိတ်နဲ့ဖြစ်နေတဲ့အာယုံနဲ့အထုတ်တဲ့စိတ်ကိုသူကမမတို့ကွဲတယ်သူကပြောတာအခုအရင်တော့သူကြောက်တယ်နော်ဒီလေမြန်စိတ်ကြောက်တယ်အခုကဟိုလေမြန်ခိုင်လေသူတွေ့တယ်သူပေါင်းနေဒီဘိုက်ထေဟိုခါနေတာတိတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့စိတ်ကမခါဘူးဒါပေမဲ့သူ့ရဲ့ဟိုရောက်ကြသူကပြောတယ် who the bite it on a pound it on a so a sick at Tony look sick at chop. Chow it a load, he happy in it. Diver met to up your chin a sick at Yanjin.
You know, hope on potential.
To a whole DD canaco tones in a sicko to my meal.
Look at loaded.
He says the observing mind is quite strong, so you see the observing mind very clearly, but your body awareness is very strong, so you see the effects in the body, but you're not seeing which mind is causing, whether any mind is causing. So the observing is so strong, the observing is the mind that is obvious, or the mental qualities that's obvious, but there must be other mental qualities that might be contributing to the, you know, like if you have a funny tummy or something, there's definitely a mental component, but the observing is so strong, your mind is, and your mind is not checking the mind to see what's present.
Because I talked to about this with another yogi in Shveomin, and the yogi said that she had also this, but then finally the mind understood really deeply, and she doesn't have that reaction in the body anymore with the turbulence.
If the mind is not reacting at all, certain sensations in the body that are related to mental reactions, those won't come anymore.
Okay,
you know. So,
but then when you walk outside and thing falls,
tree suddenly
falls. Reaction is the bodily reaction is
the, it has something has happened in the mind that definitely.
But something falls on you, you know. The reaction is there. I mean,
but the mind.
It's a natural reaction of the body to
always. Everything starts from the mind, right? Mm. We might say the body reacts, but everything starts from the mind. Mm. All the volitional energies, like whether intended or unintended, is from the mind. Tu apio re ho to khu khu pyo cha re khana ko ba ma khana ko react phit de de pyo a kon wa sait ka ni sa la
le yo
ko 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 chin chin ma chin chin sait ka chin pi da
you are mind so quick so fast. You cannot imagine how fast this
Okay. Everything starts from, every body action starts from the mind. So there is a mental component.
But if you cannot see something hitting you, how can the mind know?
Exactly.
If a branch from there, you go and from behind and immediately
it just happens. So if your awareness is very sharp, he can see. Ability to see, can see.
Cannot see. You didn't see the branch falling, but you felt it hit you. At that time, the mind reacts.
At that time, the mind reacts. And so fast it is.
Very fast.
Yeah, mind faster than this.
Yes.
Okay.
17 times faster than
physical. 17 process. Times faster the mind than the physical.
17.
Yes, it's in the Abhidhamma. The mind works 17 times faster than the body.
Physical process.
17.
17.
17.
Okay, I will have to listen to this again, so then I understand more.
Okay.
Thank you.
Practice has been interesting. Overall, I think awareness has been increasing, has been good. But different relationships to the defilements. Two or three days ago, I noticed that the defilements were not sticking. They were observed, but just the mind could see them very clearly, and particularly quite habitual defilements in relation to the practice. So a tendency to doubt or to lose confidence. And the others. Being conflicted mind. So all those felt, they were seen in a from a different perspective, different relationship.
The dikaun lare, sesa lare, sheya lare, esize phit lare, tu pyo re. Ho the diye relationship ပေါ့เนาะသူ့အာယုံနဲ့နည်းနည်းပြောင်းလာတယ်တချို့ကိလေသာတွေမြင်အခု
moi kili da kani re re shu ne ya re no aku ma shu wa raw re kili da ti lai de pi wa bi ti lai de pi wa bi yin no wa so yin a thu thu phi a thau ne pat tat bi ro no doubt la me sait the ma zawi zawa phit me da lo wa ma la ho wa lo ma a lo sait de ya aku myin lai yin pya wa bi myin lai yin pya ti de ba shi ro re ho lo yi to kat ni da mo hto ta
ja ni ro bo
ma ni ro yeah
so what I wrote is that the mind knows that there's a route, a well-worn route that these kilesa can go down, but the wisdom mind sees that it's not necessary. It's really not necessary. It's a dukkha road, and so it just drops.
Nyan sei ka gu na le bi de di lan go lai yin a dei pen le ma shi u ho belo kham le tu ma
nyan a pu kaung la ro
nyan a lu pa kaung
kilesa pu a jo
ba yeah because the wisdom is stronger the unwholesome just cannot dig its roots in. Yes. You know, it just can't stay as long.
It was very quick. It was just patterned and gone. And the mind was very interested in right thought and interested in this directing quality of mind.
Mm.
Sometimes noticing relationship between cause and effect between why the mind moves towards something or away from something. But sometimes a subtle image or subtle thought and the mind moves. But other times just being very curious about the mind moved to something, to somewhere, and just seeing that movement.
Yeah.
No sense that I made it happen,
mm.
but not seeing the thought, not seeing anything that caused some sort of move.
ဒါမဲ့ဘာကြောင့်တွားလဲတော့မမြင်ဘူးတဲ့ဒါမဲ့တွားနေတ
ယ်ဖြစ်နေတာတော့တွေ့တယ်ဘာကြောင့်လဲမသိဘူးရဲ့ကိစ္စမရှိဘူး
That's fine just
process ကိုမြင်နိုင်တော့မြင်နေ
What the mind is able to it will see
yeah of the process what felt very nice was that there was just it was interest it was quite strong interest in seeing what could be
စိတ်ဝင်စားမှုရှိနေတာသူအရင်အဲ့ဒါသဘောကျတယ်ဟိုစိတ်ကပါဖြစ်မလဲလို့စိတ်ဝင်စားနေတယ် compliment တယ်
လို့ကြားတာပေါ့
yes so the mind is interest makes the mind awake
awakens then things changed
ပြောင်းလာ
of course and the interesting what Seidel said earlier the worst thing is the mind that feels bad this complicates everything and I have a very strong tendency when certain defilements come that this complicating mind when the mind feels bad
အရှင်ဖျားပြောတဲ့အတိုင်းအာနာရဲ့စိတ်ကတ
ော
င်းများပြဿနာများဘောရှုပ်စေတယ်ဆိုတာသူမြင်တယ်တဲ့
so the something triggered this mind that felt bad and the complications and there was also at the same time a lot of pain woken in the morning with very strong pain, which I think contributes to the complicated mind.
Man no ro tu gaung kai ta pyan la bi. Eh da mae elo gaung kai bi so yin na go re ya sik ka na na nyin ni bi so ro a so yin tu a po shou la au. Ja ne ha re po shou au, shou thwe si de be. Chain ni ma ka.
Yeah, so basically I went to bed with an ice pack for my head, but just stayed with a very light awareness, just a light awareness through the morning. At some point, I noticed something different, and that was often in that sort of mind that's complicated and full of pain and a lot of judgment. It feels like it's gone off an emotional precipice. But what felt this time was that the awareness was just there. Awareness was there, and it was almost a bit surprised. Oh, here I am. And there you are.
It fell off.
There it is. Just quite palpable. And Oh, okay. Quite sort of curious,
yeah.
Really.
But Tusan le so in a poman so in to dilo gaung kai la de ho ai gaung kai la yin dotha chang sik ka akon lo apin ya ha re yo shou aung sik ka lou ni de so yin ne ho bulo le so ro sik ka ho ho ba le taung taung a ni dilo pyu cha la ba kho le phya
chao
the cha chao the cha ho sik ka ai emotion ye chao the cha cha bi de poman so yin cha la be shi de di ta khaw tadi pa ni de so ro ayan Tusan ne ayan pa pa ni de so a ti da ayan Tusan ne le pyu cha bro ma ha ha tadi ya shi ni lo phyet ni de so yeah, so even though it fell off the emotional precipice, there was the awareness of falling.
Yeah, yes, and awareness. And if you there felt like there was momentum from previous practice.
Yeah,
that what was un. Yeah, I was in
yeah.
for a while.
You know, I took Tari a shame, yeah, did the dilemma panire, so I'm in it.
But when through, maybe through the body awareness, the mind had calmed a little bit and the pain had lessened a little bit. And then it was like awareness sort of popped back up.
Yeah.
Oh, you're still here.
Yeah.
And that was very encouraging to just,
yeah.
to then be able to think, oh, what's needed now?
Mm.
And I was able to do some more formal practice, go somewhere, the Dhamma Hall, it's quite cool, it's quite dark, it's not too bright for my eyes, and feel the relief of simple presence.
And the dia shi ni ro sikka sinza lo ya ba nao ba lo mu le tu ho sinza lo le ya de di tadi shi ni da ai ma tai nyan tu ai ta ta le tadi set aw tu tha tha ra kana ko ba ti ti ba ti ti tadi ya set ni ro aku tadi ya tu a tu tet la na a lo lo nei lo ya de a ro ai chi ma ba lo wa ma le lo sinza lo ya de compliment de a ro tu dhamma yo ma twa bro dhamma yo ma maung le paung le tu mya si o chain na ma chain se u so ro
kaung lo nyin chin tha kaung ba wa ti kha ni naw pai ti ke dukkha yauk ne nia mi chain ta a myai taw a
it's really good to you know to have the practice for
ti ga ready phit daw
because it's like a preparation for death shadow says all our practice to be with
whatever di sik ne ba ni ke
oh shin phya ho wa phit daw
yes operation lou da le so ba ni ba ma lou lou ma mye lak khan tha lak khan ni nei lai yo ba.
Yeah, he says when he was in hospital having the operation and all, he says that's all there was left, just acceptance and being with what is. Yeah, he says, and I mean, don't look at him. There are many ordinary people who do that already, right? In the hospital and just having to be with what is.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says, and the difference between those who suffer more or less and those who accept less. He said he walked around. He would go for walks around the hospital because he was supposed to walk for the circulation. And he said he would look at all the other patients and then he says he realized that nobody is shouting. Nobody is like, everybody is just accepting that this is how they need to be right now. Yeah. And that's all. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can be aware of that.
Yeah.
I'm present. I'm present.
Everybody is.
I'm a reaction line for so long.
Yeah. Everybody's, you know, has some unpleasantness there in hospitals. And if we have a reaction to that, it just makes it worse for us.
Yeah. So this was. It was very confidence-giving, seeing that this bad state, that there could still be awareness.
Di lo che ne so ma the dia tu a tu a lo lo nai ne so the da yam phi si.
Lo lo nai ne.
That is important. That because you can practice, you have been practicing. You make sure you practice, and the practice works.
Yeah. Yeah.
For you then.
Yeah. And then I could sort of, I'd still be aware of. Of what was unpleasant, what was not easy to be with, but also just rest with that knowing of it, and that knowing was very clear at that time, just all the knowing mind.
Lo at da lo pi ro chan ne ma I ma ta ra o lak khan mi ti lo ya le ai ha o sik ka nei ho bu lo kha na lo ya le
da bo ti de ba ka nei nei na mi da ba
yes he says when we stay with the awareness the mind can take a rest with whatever else it has to be
ti de ba ma ma nei ne ti de ba ma nei da da le pu phit me
Yes. Never be with what is happening, Siaro says. Always be with the knowing. Mm. And it gives the mind confidence and happiness.
Mm.
And rest.
Do you know the signature of what?
He says, even if we die, he says, die with this mind.
Yes.
Yeah. The knowing.
Thank you.
Just a quick, kind of like a practical question.
Yes.
How does one differentiate between interest and then greed?
Oh.
When does interest become greed?
Greed also interests you.
Yeah, because
wisdom also interests you.
Greed also gets interested. Wisdom also gets interested. It's true.
Okay.
But what is it? Energy, feeling.
The way it feels is different, though. The energy of greed is very different from the energy of wisdom.
Energy,
but so because greed is unwholesome energy, it feels gross, it feels tense.
Okay.
There's tension in it, underlying it.
Wisdom
feels
good energy.
Strengthening. It feels it's a good energy. It makes the mind feel light, bright. Yeah. You can feel the difference. Yeah. Wisdom feels free.
Yeah.
Greed's interest starts to bring in because there's grasping and greed, it starts to bring in the energies of grasping, of trying too hard, and then anxiety about getting it or not getting it. All those energies, there's no freedom. Yeah? And then greed doesn't end. It like keeps wanting. If you look at greed is sticky. He said if you look at a simple greed, like when we eat and we like the taste, he says you can see how the mind keeps trying to stretch out the experience, and then it wants to have the experience again and again and again. It just can't get enough, so you can get a flavor of the taste of greed.
Agitation is hard.
And greed always comes with some agitation. The tension, the agitation, those energies are greed.
Okay.